Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dad popped me. That was pretty good. Condori and Murad sponsor this show. They are our good pals. Went to Mason, Lake Braddock High School. They're local attorneys who will take care of all of your important needs. They'll get you a last will and testament, set up a living trust, put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a consultation with them today. They got a Fairfax office. KMLawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you. That's KMLawyers.com. I'll play that audio for you from a big league manager that I enjoyed in a moment, but a couple of people want to hop in on the 33rd team check the mic analysis of the Commanders that we just reacted to. Chris is in Hyattsville. Chris, what'd you make of their argument that maybe Washington could be due for regression?
Really quick, I just want to say, like, why does every Zach Gelb update sound like he's speaking iambic pentameter?
I haven't thought about iambic pentameter.
Hold on. Iambic pentameter is such a, like, literature in ninth grade term. I'm trying to remember what that is.
Shakespearean sonnet.
It's rhythmic.
It's like da 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 da.
And I'm Zach Gelb.
I'm Zach Gelb with a freezing cold take. Anyway, this is the thing that I think is the most cause for pessimism or a regression. What will the defensive coordinators do in response to Jaden Daniels' tendencies, and how will he respond to that counter move? You know, he had an incredible, arguably the greatest rookie quarterback season in the history of the NFL as a whole. Maybe not as a passer, but as the entire body of work. It ranks up there as one of the best quarterback rookie seasons ever. But there's now 17 games of footage, and defenses are going to look at his tendencies and try to counteract them. How is he going to respond to that? I mean, for example, he very heavily favors the right side of the field when throwing, especially throwing downfield. If I, guy on the couch, can pick that up, you can be sure that experienced defensive coordinators are going to pick it up. Every time he scrambles to the left, it's almost guaranteed he's going to run the ball. How defenses are going to pick that up? How does Kingsbury and Daniels respond to that? And to me, that is, in my opinion, that's the biggest question mark going into next season if they can sustain success.
So we picked that up like 5-6 weeks into the season. And so I'm sure other teams did. And They didn't necessarily stop him, for the record. But I certainly understand your point, and it's one that I've made, which is there are going to be adjustments. I had read the stats to you from baseball. One of the really good prospects in the game turned into a great young big leaguer for the Red Sox. And in April, when he was ahead in the count, he got, I think it was something like 70% fastballs, and he hit 500 off of them. And in May, when he's been ahead in the count. He's gotten the second to least highest percentage of fastballs out of 275 hitters or whatever. And he's hitting like 023. And the point is, the league's like, oh, dude, can't throw this guy a fastball here. And now they're not, and he's not hitting the off speed. That's the it's very obvious in baseball because you can see the pitch is flat or it breaks, right? That happens in football, too. And it's year over year. It's game over game.
And it's better opponents.
Absolutely. Now, I will say, Mike Shanahan always said to me, the biggest leap that a player makes, and especially a quarterback, should be year one to year two. Well, if that's the case for Jaden Daniels, where's he going to put his MVP award this coming season, right? Mm-hmm. But I think that Chris is on to something, that there's going to be teams that play him differently, and he's got to stay one step ahead of them.
No question. I mean, I trust Vic Fangio in Philadelphia to come up with a fix better than I do whoever Cleveland's trotting out there. You know what I mean? Just in terms of looking at the schedule, looking at the really smart teams with a lot to play for that are going to try to slow him down and make you do things that aren't comfortable. All the tendencies of the offense, of Daniels. I mean, this to me is where, had they not done what they did this offseason, the glaring lack of talent they entered last year with, where they got away with it, I'm going, you can't get away with it anymore. Enter Laremy Tunsil, enter Deebo Samuel, still waiting on that running back move. But still, it's a, I get you, at least you guys saw that you got away with stuff last year and you went and tried to assure those things up.
You threw Jim Schwartz under the bus there, by the way. Pretty good defensive coordinator.
Really good defensive coordinator.
Cleveland.
Yeah.
Let's go to Wade, who's in Southwest D.C. What's up, Wade?
Oh, Southeast, but thank you so much for taking my call because I had so much to say. Oh, man, how y'all doing?
Good, buddy.
All right, I know y'all doing good because I'm enjoying the show. Anyway, the coaching element of that scenario of us digressing needs to be a part of the evaluation because how many times has a player, like you even off the break when they brought – when Dan Quinn brought out the janitors to introduce the janitors, and the coach, the players was like, oh, I like this guy. That's a valuable part of the equation that's not being evaluated. And Jaden Day is already exceptional. We already know that, okay? You think he's going, he plays the VR fast speed, like two times faster, so you can see it slower when the game.
But you would agree, Wade, that exceptional players have bad games, right? And down seasons. I mean, before his two MVP awards in a row. What?
I mean, not about that. For real, it's about the coaching and the ball bouncing. The oblong ball bounced in our favor last year. And in 2012, it bounced in our favor.
Yeah, off the upright and in the playoff game.
Yeah, and so I think our point is, I want to be very clear with this. It sounds like I'm going, yeah, they'll be looking to get a first down this year. I'm not saying that at all. I think people are going to have to just adjust their sightline a little bit. I think this team is going to be good. I also think that they were good last year, despite a lot of flaws. Those flaws don't always result in 12 wins, right? The schedule's more difficult. The factors, there are headwinds that weren't there last year that I think are going to be there this year. That's the only point I'm making.
Dan Quinn had a hell of a year.
Yes, he did.
I bet he pulled the janitors up in front of the building in Atlanta before they started 0-5 and he got fired too, right? And I'm not trying to knock Dan Quinn. I'm the one that brought up the janitor thing because I think he's a really good dude and I think it's endearing to people and people love playing for him. But he was doing all the same pull the rope stuff, brotherhood stuff, when they were 7-9 back-to-back years in 2018 and 2019, when they were 8-8 in 2015. Like, last year, they were unbelievable. Jaden Daniels was the biggest reason why. I mean, the culture was great and they had a lot of things go their way, obviously, and a lot of the moves they made worked out. But his argument is they got a good coaching staff. They can't possibly regress. That's not how it works. The Rams, I like Sean McVay a lot, right? They're pretty damn good.
Pretty sharp.
They won a Super Bowl. They haven't gotten back there. They haven't gotten close to getting back there, really. Great coaches have bad seasons all the time. The 49ers last year had an awful year. Kyle Shanahan's one of the better coaches in the league. So two things can be true. If you have faith that Dan Quinn and Cliff Kingsbury and Joe Witt are going to do a nice job, I understand your faith.
I'm a fan of the staff. Yeah,
I am. That confidence. They had a great year. That does not mean that you get to win 12 games every time. Because if it did, Dan Quinn wouldn't have come in here as a 500 football coach in his career. Let's go to Ryan in Warrington. Hey, Ryan. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, buddy.
I was going to talk about the same thing that the last guy just talked about and what y'all are talking about right now. The coach staff wasn't mentioned. And we look at last year with this team, and we didn't know what to expect with this team and this coaching staff. And you can go up the ladder to Adam and Harris and all of them. There's no reason to suggest that this team will regress next year. We're basically doing the same thing that we were doing next year. We got some of the same pieces, but
we just gave you a couple of reasons. It's going to be really, really hard to have the same success on fourth down, which is one of the biggest pillars of their success. And it's going to be really, really hard to have the same turnover success that they had last year. So there's two reasons right there.
100%.
Also, Jaden Daniels was healthy. 100%. Other than a few games he played hurt, but he started every single game last year. There's no guarantee that that happens again this year.
100% agree. 100% agree. But there's no valid like data, no given track record that this team will regress into this year. With everything that's coming in to play with these players, this team – looking at last year, we had a whole bunch of who's, whatever you want to call them. They took this crew to the playoffs.
100%. And it was awesome. The ride was great. And this is not based, there's no bias. There's no eval in terms of a player's raw athletic score or any kind of intangible. This is the data. This is the number. Their expected win-loss last year was 10.6 and 6.4. So basically, they were a 10-7 team last year, according to their expected win-loss based on every factor that just goes into a number crunch, and that's what it turns out. So if you replayed that again, you're 10-7. Now, we don't think of the season. That would have been awesome, a wild success given what we just came through. I was there in that swamp with Rivera and company and all the Martys and how stupid that whole exercise was. I would take 10-7 in a heartbeat. That's the only point we're trying to make here is you're still way further than you were before. They're taking steps forward. It's a good organization now. Good leadership all around. The quarterback is special. All of those things are true, and you still don't get to live the charmed life every year. They might, by the way. They might just do what they might just ascend into Chiefs territory, where you get out of bed and they go to the NFC Championship game because they've got a healthy Jaden Daniels, and that's it. And that might be the start of the new thing. Simply counting on that, I guess, I don't want to speak for you, but for me, is folly at this stage. There are a lot of headwinds, and nobody's saying that means that they're bad or they've forgotten how to play football or they're bums or this whole thing was a fluke. That's not what anyone's saying. Certainly not what I'm saying.
Well, for me, it's really simple. I just think that the crowning has happened very fast, and I'm not ready to do that yet. I think that they are going to...
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
To be, if I had to guess, will they win 10 games or not? I'd say they win 10 games. You know, will they be a wild card team or not? I would imagine they're a wild card team because I believe in Daniels and I believe in this group after last year. And that's front office coaching, whatever. Especially Kingsbury. But the idea that they're one of the best teams in the league because you saw last year, which is what a lot of people are doing, or the idea that Jaden Daniels is just, you know, a top five, top six quarterback in the league, you watched what he did. He's just that now. That linear progression is not how football works, sports work. It's not a thing. CCJ Stroud. So I'm just not ready to assume they're above reproach or that he is above the possibility of having a rough 4 or 5 game run like he did last year, but maybe it's elongated or maybe there's a couple of them or what have you. I think he'll have a good season. I think they'll have a good season. But the idea that they're just going to go out and win 13 games again and he'll win the MVP, which I think is the majority of what you're kind of hearing as a flavor, that would be great. I'm just not ready to do it yet. And if that's what happens, congrats. You guys got there faster than I did. It's not a race for me. I don't need to be the first one on the scene to say Jaden Daniels will never have a bad season or that the Washington Commanders are going to win 12-plus games every year. I need to see it. I need you to earn it. I need to... 1 year for me happened. That's great. I see it a couple times. Now we're set in stone. I probably would have said the same thing after Patrick Mahomes' first season with the Chiefs. That was awesome. I got to see it again. I believe it's harder to write the second bestseller than the first. And a lot of people don't agree with me on that, it seems like. That's fine. Alex Cora is the manager of the Boston Red Sox. Alex Cora did a thing. He went and attended his daughter's graduation from college and missed a Red Sox game, which is not necessarily big news, but it's one of those things that gets covered and people debate it and talk about it. You're missing the big league game as a manager to go to a family event or whatever. And he was even asked in his press conference about the idea that he could have come back sooner. Like he could have gotten to the graduation, been there, left right away, gotten back for the game, and managed rather than missing a game and why he didn't do that. I love this answer. Listen up.
Probably to go to the graduation, but just not. I mean, you could have rushed out of there and came here, but just to enjoy the whole day.
She wanted me to be with her, and it was her day, so this is secondary. You know, we're in this world for a purpose, right? And for me, it's to raise her. You know, try to do the best we can. You know, obviously it wasn't perfect, but right now it's perfect. You know, everybody contributed, and for her, she was very anxious having the whole family in town. You know, but like we told her, you know, anything for her, and just to be able to listen to her, how he thought about the whole day, the whole week, and the whole 4-year experience. You know, there was a lot of emotions, and like I said on Instagram, it's just the beginning. Now we go to Miami, and she's going to be fine over there, and we're very excited about it.
I remember a controversy a few years ago. Shoot, it's probably been 15 years ago. Everything feels like 3 years ago because he was on the Mets. But Daniel Murphy might have been opening day, missed a Mets game or two or a series or something because of the birth of a child. And Boomer Esiason, I think it was Boomer, I hope I'm not throwing the wrong guy under the bus, but had like a hot take about it where he basically said like, dude, really? Opening day or you're missing multiple games? You get paid millions of dollars to play baseball. You can't just go away for a few days for the birth of the child or whatever. General cliff notes of what happened. Mm-hmm. And I remember it was this massive societal, cultural conversation centered around sports. And at that time, I remember thinking, you got to go play baseball, Daniel Murphy. You just have to. Uh-huh. And I don't know if it's as simple as kids or no kids. I'll give you another example. NLCS, yeah. Nats, Daniel Hudson. Daniel Hudson, who was the closer for the Nationals, left the team in the middle of the NLCS to go be with his wife. He like had to fly cross country.
Mm-hmm.
to a place in Arizona, I think, right?
Yep. Yeah. For the birth of his child, and then he came back. But he was going to miss an NLCS game or two, maybe. I don't remember. Jeff Passan ended up, because Jeff Passan's the best writer in America, traveling with him to and back and like being in the hospital room with him and his wife and writing a big story about it, which is hilarious. But I remember internally, like, I don't remember what I would have said on the pregame show with you at that time, because we were doing a pregame show ahead of the Nats NLCS game, you and I. But I remember seeing both sides of it and like really being bothered that he was not going to be available in the NLCS. And I remember off air like going like, this sucks. And someone's like, dude, it's a baby. And I'm like, yeah, I know, but it's the NLCS, man. So it's not a
right. You say baby, I say NLCS.
Right, like it's the championship series. They're like, yeah, but his wife's having a baby, and I'm like, no, I heard you, but this is the league championship series. Fast forward now to 2025, and I've got kids, and Dan Hudson should have been with his wife, and Alex Cora should have been at that graduation, and he shouldn't have rushed back. And if it was important to his daughter that he hung out all day, that's what he should have done. But it is just interesting to me to think about it now, because I haven't thought about one of these debates in a long time. And they happen in sports every year or two where this pops up, and I'm completely on another side of it now. Do you think it's as simple as kids or no kids?
I do.
Or age? Like where a 25-year-old, a 22-year-old might feel differently? Like, I mean, Clary, we were talking about this before the show, and you're still, you have not come around on the Dan Hudson decision.
Yeah, like, I understand why he came up with that decision, but like in the moment I was throwing a tantrum. Like, I'm like, you're my closer, this is my thing, and this is all the Nationals fans think. So I get it, like the kid is his thing also, and it's his family's thing, but like, this is my thing, man. I've waited my whole life for this
moment. Today, right now, you got to touch a button of like, good for him, he went to be there for the kid, or he should have pitched in the NLCS. Which button are you hitting?
He only had one chance to pitch in the NLCS at that moment. I would have pitched in the NLCS, man.
So I do wonder a little bit.
So, but there are plenty of guys. Like, I think, again, Boomer Esiason has kids. He had kids at this point.
That's
true. When he offered that take. In general, I feel like it's one of those, if you have kids, you understand. If you don't, you don't. And I don't begrudge someone that doesn't. Like, I understand. I didn't at one point. Then there's a before and an after, right? Where it's like, how could you miss this? Dude, my kid's got a game. I would do that over anything. And it's not an insult to anybody else. It's like I watching my son go out and, you know, joyfully play a sport that he loves, I would do that a million times over out of a million over anything that anybody else had to offer. Now, if I have a professional obligation or something else, I'll do that, of course, as required. But like, that's where I find my joy, is watching him have fun. Right? I mean, so it's intuitive to me. And I get it now, right? Whereas I didn't before. It's like a weekend series against the Braves. I would have been like, are you seriously? You're gonna miss a start? Because we're battling with the Braves for the division. It's June, I know, but like, we're going to need these games.
Right.
That's what I would have been like at age 25.
To this point, and this is going to sound boomer, but like 25 years ago, people did not do that either.
Right.
Like, when I was a kid, There was never guys missing games because someone was having a baby. I remember even Cal Ripken Jr. being asked, like, what are you going to do if the streak is still going and your wife's having a kid or whatever? Now, it might have just been that they missed a day and it wasn't a big story. But I mean, I don't remember such a thing. What do they call it? The paternity list or whatever? I don't even remember that 20 years ago being a thing. I mean, times have changed, obviously.
And yeah.
We know more now about everything, including probably the significance and importance of being around right away and everything else. But am I wrong about that, or would you agree that...
Totally. The whole world's evolved. Like,
I don't mean that. Baseball players did not used to miss...
No, that's what I'm saying. Everything's evolved.
Miss two or three games because they had a baby.
Yeah, you're on...
They would just call their wife after and be like, hey, the baby's born. All right, I'm coming home to see her. What happened.
Yeah, there was no paternity leave, and now there is. You know what I mean? Like, there's no other way to say it other than that. Like... That it used to not be a thing to such a degree that now they created a list for guys to be able to go do it, so they can make roster moves accordingly. So yeah, I mean, it's of course though everything's evolved in that way.
I like that from Cora though, and hearing that, I got my feels. I'm like, good for him, being a good family guy. But then I was reminded of the Murphy thing and the Dan Hudson situation. I'm like, oh, I guess I've changed a little bit now. three plus kids later.
So I'm trying to figure out like who's in the Venn diagram. Like the no kids group, I understand. And then maybe it's enough guys that are old school where to that point where it's like, all I did was hang out in the waiting room.
Well, let me ask Toby.
Wait.
Because I think of Toby as an old soul, but Toby is also a baseball mark like Ryan is. But I don't like Ryan and Toby, I would say, like Toby comes off as older than Ryan to me in terms of like just his lifestyle.
Yeah, Ryan walks in, you know, when you turn the burners on?
Yeah.
Like he leaves his on high. You know what I'm saying? Like if he's going to offer a ticket, like Toby has a range of temperatures.
Right.
Ryan goes and then just leaves it right there, right at the clicking.
So Toby, Dan Hudson leaves. Oh, let's just do it right now. The Nats get this year to a surprise NLCS.
Oh, here we go.
And Kyle Finnegan rolls out ahead of games 1 and 2 because he's having a baby.
Well, first of all, I don't think he was worth $9 million or whatever he was asking. I don't think they should pay, whatever. Like, everyone was telling me how he's not worth anything. So, apparently, just take the time off because he's not worth anything, right?
Oh, he's still rich.
No, if you're having a kid, especially if it's your first one, it's a huge moment. You're going to remember that. I understand that winning a World Series, that's huge, but ultimately about your family.
What if it's your second kid? Or how about this?
Third.
No. Fifth kid. What if it's Trevor Williams and it's kid number 6?
Just kind of depends. Maybe you need to plan a little better when those kids are copping out.
It's harder than you think.
Yeah, sometimes. Planning's harder than you might think.
Danny, you should tell us about
that. Yeah, I'll tell you about the planning.
And you got any plans tonight?
No. Never again.
I didn't mean those plans.
Well, I'm saying no one gets to have any plans anymore.
Oh, okay.
Because of what we did.
I was talking about kid plans.
No, none of those.
Baby plans. Are you doing anything with the baby tonight?
Yeah. Every night. And day.
Changing diapers?
Sure am. Got a couple good ones in today.
July is coming soon for me, I believe, so I get it. NBC Washington, Mark Seagraves did an exclusive interview with Miro Bowser today. We'll get more into this tomorrow. But on the July 15th deadline that we were asking Councilmember White about yesterday, she said, people think that it could wait until next year, which is basically what he was suggesting. Like, we got to push this back. We got to get this done. She said, I'm pretty sure that the Commanders would have to look at their other options. So she's giving him a little bit of an ultimatum here of moving quickly or we're going to lose this thing.
Yeah, put the screws to him a little bit.
I mean, but what I would say, and I'm team mayor on this one, let's get the stadium. Have you sent them what they need? I mean, have you sent them the budget? Because if the answer is no, he's telling us, we've had multiple council people tell us that are against this thing. I've asked her for some answers on this stuff. She hasn't sent it to me. Either someone's lying or... You can't expect them to just keep moving forward and giving you what you want if you're not sending them any of the information they need.
So, again, what do I know?
We're stuck in the middle of politics.
Yeah, you and I are sitting here flapping our gums. We're out of our element, out of our depth. But the fact that it hasn't happened yet tells me there's something, I don't want to say amiss, something
what
afoot.
What is it? It hasn't happened.
Like the...
The budget being set?
Yeah. I mean, now, again, the budget isn't just this stadium. The budget's the budget.
They've also got... money that's being held hostage that they're waiting on by the House currently federally, which is the most DC thing ever, basically. But you might just have to move forward and not have that money and just deal.
Right. So, like, there's something that I'm a little bit worried about because you heard Councilmember White was yesterday said, like, she said there's a $14 billion revenue projection. And he's like, well, show me that. And she hasn't yet. That isn't part of any kind of budget. That's not part of what the federal government's doing to you or whatever. That's just a big number that you're using to do selling points, to let everyone know that this is a great thing for you. I'd want $14 billion in revenue. That's really, really good. How do we get that? And that hasn't been submitted yet. Tells me that maybe it may not be that, or it may not be all it's cracked up to be, or something, and there's a strategic reason why it hasn't been shared yet. Again, I'm just trying to figure out what the hell's going on.
Oh, so you're on White side.
I'm not on anyone's side.
No, I'm joking. Oh,
that's a good bit. Yeah, that caught me. I'm wondering. I'm like, well, why wouldn't you? If you've got great materials as a selling point, I would put those in the hands of the on-the-fence people immediately.
Well,
like, immediately.
They sent the big dossier, the thing that we saw, the with all of the talking points and the numbers and all of that. I guess he wants more detail on how they're doing it, which he should want.
Right.
But I'm just taking him at his word. She may say, if she called in again, I've given him everything that he wants. That's how politics
totally
works.
Totally true.
Just, two people are looking at the same thing and seeing two different things.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't know. Grant and Danny on the Fan. The reason we got to take you up to 6:30, there is no Nats baseball tonight. They got rained out, so they will be back in action tomorrow against the Braves at home at 6:45. Doubleheader scheduled for deep into the season in September. You're going to hear Take Command, the Commanders pod with Logan and Craig, and then you'll hear Bustin' Loose Baseball starring Toby Altizer, the very, very popular, beloved Nationals podcast that is available wherever you get your audio. I would suggest that you subscribe, rate, and review that podcast today, and that is Bustin' Loose Baseball. Thanks to Darius, Ryan, Toby, Grant, and Danny saying so long. We're back at 2 tomorrow.
Thank you for coming.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.